82. Sebastian! Sebastian! Rosa leaned across him and held her mouth to his ear. Sebastian! She called his name quietly but urgently and then brushed his forehead with her lips. The skin was cold and damp. He lay on his back with the bedclothes turned back to his waist. His chest was swathed in bandages, and his breathing soared and gurgled. Sebastian, it's Rosa. It's Rosa. Wake up, Sebastian. Wake up. It's Rosa. Rosa. At last her name had reached him. He whispered it painfully, wetly, and fresh blood stained his lips. Rosa had been on the edge of despair. 2 hours she had been sitting beside him, since the surgeon had finished dressing the wound she had sat with him, touching him, calling to him. This was the first sign of recognition he had given her. Yes, yes, it's Rosa. Wake up, Sebastian. Her voice lifted with relief. Rosa. His eyelashes trembled. Wake up. She pinched his cold cheek and he winced. His eyelids fluttered open. Rosa? On a shallow, sawing breath. Here, Sebastian. I'm here. His eyes rolled in their sockets, searching, trying desperately to focus. Here, she said, leaning over him and taking his face between her hands. She looked into his eyes. Here, my darling. Here. Rosa. His lips convulsed into a dreadful parody of a smile. Sebastian, did you set the bomb? His breathing changed, hoarser, and his mouth twitched with the effort. Tell them, he whispered. Tell them what? 7. Must stop it. 7 o'clock. Don't want you. Will it explode at 7 o'clock? You... It was too much, and he coughed. 7 o'clock? Is that it, Sebastian? You will... He squeezed his eyes closed, putting all his strength into the effort of speaking. Please, don't die. Stop it. Did you set it for 7 o'clock? In her impatience, she tugged his head towards her. Tell me, for God's sake, tell me. 7 o'clock. Tell them. Tell them. Still holding him, she looked at the clock set high up on the bulkhead of the sick bay. On the white dial, the ornate black hands stood at 15 minutes before the hour. Don't die. Please don't die, mumbled Sebastian. She hardly heard the pain-muting pleading. A fierce surge of triumph lifted her. She knew the hour, the exact minute. Now she could send for Hermann Fleischer and have him with her. Gently she laid Sebastian's head back on the pillow. On the table below the clock, she had seen a pad and pencil among the bottles and jars and trays of instruments. She went to it, and while the guard watched her suspiciously, she scribbled a note. Captain, my husband is conscious. He has a message of vital importance for Commissioner Fleischer. He will speak to no one but Commissioner Fleischer. The message could save your ship. Rosa Oldsmith. She folded the sheet of paper and pushed it into the guard's hand. For the captain. Captain. Capitan, repeated the guard. Jawohl. And he went to the door of the sick bay. She saw him speak with the second guard outside the door and then pass him the note. Rosa sank down on the edge of Sebastian's bunk. She ran her hand tenderly over his shaven head. The new hair was stiff and bristly under her fingers. Wait for me. I'm coming with you, my darling. Wait for me. But he had lapsed back into unconsciousness. Crooning softly, she gentled him. Smiling to herself, happily she waited for the minute hand of the clock to creep up to the zenith of the dial.